High Roulaine, Disc 9.
Chapter 28. With the exception of Cuthbert, most of the Long Patrol hares were ill-suited to seafaring life. The purloined Petunia had been outward bound little more than a day and a half from Salamandastron, yet she was making remarkable progress. The odd hare, in his role as the Ciotta captain, Frunk W. Bloodpaw, had driven them hard both night and day. Initially, nearly all the crew were seasick, but Cuthbert, playing the bully skipper to the hilt, had worked them so severely that all thoughts of illness had been knocked out of them. He further compounded the treatment by singing them a shanty entitled The Landlubber's Lament, accompanying himself on the ship's drum with his two ladles.
There ain't nothing like a life at sea when you're on pleasure bent. So hearken, crew, I'll sing to you the landlubber's lament, bold lads. The landlubber's lament. I dearly love the storm each morn when the ship heaves up and down. Up and down and up and down and oft times round and round, bold lads. And oft times round and round. Wild gales rip through the rigging, all the decks are flood with sea, with waves as high as mountains. Oh, that's the life for me, bold lads. Oh, that's the life for me. So I boils up some old skilly and I stirs the dump in two. In me greasy little galley, 'tis the stuff to feed the crew, bold lads. The stuff to feed the crew. Lots of cold and watery cabbage, lots of slimy turnip bends, and some fish heads with the eyes in to see that we're all friends, bold lads, to see that we're all friends. Then I'll feed ye second helpings just to keep ye well content, and at night I'll serenade ye with the landlubber's lament, bold lads, the landlubber's lament.